Hello, and welcome to GCSE Economics Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your EdExcel GCSE Economics course, unemployment. Whether you're revising for Paper 1 or Paper 2, understanding unemployment is absolutely crucial because it links to so many other areas of the specification. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down everything you need to know to earn top marks. We'll cover the precise definitions examiners are looking for, the four types of unemployment, how it's measured in the UK, and most importantly, how to analyze its impacts on consumers, producers, and the government. Plus, I'll share some insider exam tips and common mistakes to avoid. So grab your notes and let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First things first, what exactly is unemployment? The EdExcel specification requires you to define unemployment very precisely. An unemployed person is someone who is willing and able to work, actively seeking employment, and available to start work. All three criteria must be met. This is crucial because examiners award marks for precision. If you just say someone without a job, you won't get full credit. Now let's talk about how unemployment is measured in the UK. There are two main methods, and you absolutely must know the difference between them. The first is the claimant count. This counts everyone claiming unemployment-related benefits like job seekers allowance. It's updated monthly and is quick to produce, which is useful for tracking short-term trends. However, it has a major limitation. Not everyone who's unemployed claims benefits. Some people don't qualify, others choose not to claim. So the claimant count often undercounts the true level of unemployment. The second method is the ILO Labor Force Survey, which stands for the International Labor Organization. This is the international standard and is based on a survey of around 40,000 households in the UK. It asks people whether they meet those three criteria we mentioned: willing, able, actively seeking, and available. The ILO measure is more comprehensive and reliable, but it takes longer to produce because it's a survey. In exam questions, you might be asked to compare these two methods or explain why they give different results. Now, let's move on to the four types of unemployment. This is where you can really demonstrate your analytical skills. First, cyclical unemployment. This is linked to the economic cycle and occurs during recessions when aggregate demand falls. Think about it. When consumers spend less, businesses see lower sales, so they reduce production and lay off workers. This is called derived demand for labor. The demand for workers depends on the demand for goods and services. Cyclical unemployment is the most serious type because it affects large numbers of people across many industries. Second, structural unemployment. This happens when there's a mismatch between workers' skills and the skills needed for available jobs. Classic examples include the decline of coal mining in the UK or the shift from manufacturing to service industries. Workers in declining industries may lack the skills for new jobs in growing sectors like technology or healthcare. Structural unemployment can be long-term and is particularly painful for affected communities. Third, seasonal unemployment. This is temporary unemployment caused by predictable seasonal changes in demand. Think about tourism workers in coastal resorts who are employed in summer but not in winter, or agricultural workers who are busy during harvest but not at other times of year. Seasonal unemployment is the least concerning type because it's temporary and predictable. Fourth, frictional unemployment. This is short-term unemployment that occurs when people are between jobs. Even in a healthy economy, people leave jobs to find better ones. Graduates enter the labor market and people relocate. Frictional unemployment is actually a sign of a dynamic, flexible labor market. It's usually brief, just the time it takes to search for and secure a new position. Here's a key point for evaluation questions. The total unemployment rate is the sum of all four types. When unemployment rises, you need to identify which type or types are increasing and why. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Now let's talk about how to earn maximum marks in exam questions. One of the most common mistakes students make is confusing the workforce with the total population when calculating unemployment rates. Remember, the workforce only includes people who are employed or unemployed. It doesn't include children, full-time students, retired people, or those not seeking work. The unemployment rate formula is number of unemployed divided by the workforce times 100. Always show you're working, even if you make a calculation error, because examiners award method marks. Another common mistake is failing to distinguish between unemployment and underemployment. Underemployment is when someone is working but not using their full skills or working fewer hours than they'd like. This doesn't count as unemployment, but it's still an economic problem. When you're answering explain questions, use a clear chain of reasoning. Examiners call this AO3 analysis. Use connectives like this means that, leading to, and therefore, to show how one point leads to another. For example, a fall in aggregate demand leads to lower sales for businesses. This means that firms need fewer workers, leading to cyclical unemployment. Therefore, unemployment rises during a recession. For evaluation questions worth 9 or 12 marks, you must provide a justified judgment, not just a summary. Consider factors like the magnitude of impact, time lags, or which stakeholder is most affected. And here's a crucial tip. Always reference the data extract if one is provided. Examiners reward the use of evidence from the extract, and if you don't use it, your answer will be capped at level 2. Quick fire, recall, quiz, 1 minute. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask 3 questions, and you should pause and answer them before I give you the answer. Question 1. What are the 3 criteria someone must meet to be classified as unemployed? The answer is willing and able to work, actively seeking employment, and available to start work. Question 2. Which type of unemployment is caused by a fall in aggregate demand during a recession? The answer is cyclical unemployment. Question 3. Name one limitation of the claimant count measure of unemployment. The answer is it may undercount unemployment because not all unemployed people claim benefits. How did you do? If you got all 3, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off, 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the definition of unemployment, the 2 measurement methods, claimant count and ILO labor force survey, and the 4 types, cyclical, structural, seasonal, and frictional. We've also discussed how unemployment impacts consumers through lower incomes and living standards, producers through reduced demand and sales, and the government through higher benefit payments and lower tax revenue. Remember, unemployment is a synoptic topic. It links to aggregate demand, fiscal policy, standards of living, and inequality. When you're revising, make those connections across the specification. Examiners love to see candidates who can link topics together. Before your exam, practice calculation questions, make sure you can define key terms precisely, and always use data from extracts in your answers. With solid knowledge and clear exam technique, you'll be well prepared to tackle any unemployment question. Thanks for listening to GCSE Economics Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, precision, analysis, and evaluation are your keys to success. See you next time.